How do you as a supervisor deal with office politics? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's talk about office politics or shop floor politics if it's happening on the floor and what you can do as a supervisor or even as an individual employee so that you don't get embroiled in all the politics. There are some symptoms of office politics, and usually they include these things. You'll see people having closed door meetings where they're talking about other people on the team but not in front of them. That's kind of an office politics thing. You'll have people have very cynical attitudes, and cynicism, if you're not sure about the definition, is just where I assume as an individual that what you're doing is for some nefarious or not pure motive. So cynical is saying that, oh, they just did that because of this. And it almost becomes like a high school in a way where people are gossiping about each other and they're very cynical about one another's motives. So those would be the symptoms of office politics. But what do you do to rise above the fray? Or if you're in a more senior role, what can you do to start eliminating this sense of politics? Well, I've got a few things that you can do. One is you could avoid taking part. I know this is difficult because if politics is really embedded in your organization, it's kind of the way things get done, you kind of feel this need to be on the inside so that you have the inside scoop on what's going on. But you could also just decide that you're not going to take part. So when somebody wants to keep gossiping with you about another person behind closed doors, maybe you say, you know what, I think it would be better if we just brought this up in a meeting so that we could resolve it. Or I think so-and-so might actually surprise you by changing some of the things that are concerning to you. So you can take part actively in not taking part. The other thing you can do is surface issues. So I know it takes a lot of confidence for you to do this, but you could bring things up into meetings and discussions so that it actually gets resolved, as opposed to something that's underlying that everyone is talking about, but nobody's actually talking about it in the meeting where it could be solved. So be a person who can tactfully raise and surface issues and say, hey, I just noticed something. We spend a lot of time talking about this outside our meeting, but we never actually talk about the solution here inside the meeting. And just see if that helps open up the conversation and maybe diminishes the office politics a bit. Now, if you're in a leadership role, which I know you probably are if you're watching the video, but if you're a manager, an executive, or even at the supervisor's level, and you know this kind of political thing is going on, there's a few things that you could do. You could get to the root cause. So the root cause of politics is often in one of these areas. It could have to do with trust. Do the people on the team trust each other enough so that they can actually have frank conversations direct to one another instead of having to have all these sidebar conversations? Is the communication on the team good? Are people keeping each other in the loop? Are they calling each other when things are not going well and celebrating and coming along to support one another? Is there good team development? Does the group actually hang together as a team? There's so many resources that we offer and others do to help teams become stronger. And then, is there a way to set an ambitious goal or a challenge? Because sometimes the reason politics sets in is because nobody has a clear mandate or mission that they're pursuing that can really focus most of their attention on that. If you don't have ambitious goals and things that you're accountable for, you can get kind of bogged down in all these conversations that have nothing to do with generating value for customers or helping the organization move forward. So once you've come to grips with how you can avoid being part of office politics and maybe even be part of the solution to make it go away or at least make it diminish somewhat, you might be ready to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And of course, you can do that by taking part in one of our courses that we deliver on site in person, or we have some very engaging content that we deliver live through our virtual training studio. It's surprising how engaging it can be direct to your desktop. And of course, we have books and other tools available on our website. Everything starts by visiting our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And no matter what you need to nourish you on your leadership journey, I look forward to being your partner in performance.